Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this song for Hugh or for Otto Kemp?
Yeah, it's for Hugh.
It's for Hugh? Okay.
What'd I do?
Well, you guaranteed a win. You said you're the baseball guy at WIP.
Yeah, I was picking with y'all, really, because I know that bothers
me. But you were tweeting it.
Yeah.
You were sending us Fanaticus in the group.
You were peacocking around. Yeah.
No, I just
I told you so, Douglas, you're right.
Because I know Kyle was sitting there thoroughly. Like, you're probably a little bit more even-keeled. You're probably just like, wow, they won, and, you know, he couldn't believe it. But Kyle, I could almost see him being frustrated.
I was bothered by anything.
So. I was picking. I was really picking when I did that.
Yeah. Well, you also put yourself above every baseball person at WIP.
I mean, I did. Except for the real baseball people, because I had the next tweet that I did, and I was like, yeah.
So how many real baseball? We have Ben Davis.
Ben.
Ruben.
Rube.
Devin. Who will join us coming up at noon. That's it? Those are the real baseball people?
And Jack. I'm throwing my man
Jack. What about Seltzer? They do the podcast together? High hopes?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, nah. I got Seltzer.
Wow.
Seltzer.
So Seltzer's below Jack.
Well, Seltzer tends to, like, and I love Seltzer. Mm. He tends to crash out every now and then when it comes to the Phillies. He will crash out.
Oh, that's for sure. Doesn't mean he's not a good baseball guy.
No, I'm not saying he is, but he's emotional. So he probably, I can imagine, I didn't get a chance to hear him the other morning, but he probably was very, very emotional.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I was great.
About the sweep happened.
You put yourself above James Seltzer as a baseball guy at WIP. Okay.
Because I'm more even keel.
Yeah. Well, we established last year I'm the football guy on this show. You're not.
I mean, that's fine. You can have that.
Well, I mean, it's obvious when I understand defense matters. You think it's a luxury.
I'm just saying. And that's why we're here talking about a pro bowler and a really, really good player that two teams are getting rid of.
So because teams are making mistakes, you're right.
No, I'm saying it's two teams making mistakes. Mm. And one team has historically been known for having stalwart defensive players.
Absolutely.
And they're willing to play these games with T.J. Watt.
And that makes you right.
Yes.
Oh,
God. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
I just love the conviction.
On so many levels.
Yeah.
See, listen. If you get to this level of foolishness that I'm at right now, you have to say it like you believe it.
My favorite part of this is the Eagles won the Super Bowl with the best defense they've ever had, and it made you more convicted that defense is a luxury.
And the first move that they made in offseason was re-signing their running back, gave him some more money, and letting a couple of their defensive players go. So, yes, I stand on business.
Conveniently ignoring Zach
Bond. They signed Zach Bond after they signed
Saquon Barkley. It was within a day, and we don't know
if they agreed. But who signed first?
Who broke first?
First?
But technically, a year ago, they paid Huff before they paid Saquon.
No,
and more money.
Okay, but who got paid first? When I made the historic take.
Oh, God. I mean, I'm gonna be sick.
When I made the historic take that I had, I mean, the stars lined up for me.
I know you need to keep, like, focusing on the money thing, but you realize, like, they're spending tons of draft picks on the defense.
Yes.
Yes, because they're cheaper.
Most valuable resources.
No, but those are very valuable resources.
Where is most of the money that's allocated to Philadelphia?
Well, so that's
the
my offense, point, though. You keep thinking about the money.
I mean, because the money.
We're talking about all of their best resources.
Did you hear Mark Ross say, stop? What are you worrying about money for?
I know.
When anything happens, like a bank robber or anything like that, what do they always tell you? Follow the money.
Well, because there's no draft picks involved in a bank robber.
No, but I'm saying the draft picks are cheaper. The reason why we're having all this agita about this team right now is because we have a young defense.
I know. But they're going to end up paying Jalen Carter, and it's all going to change.
Yeah, but...
And then your famous take
is going to be... No, it's going to be even more famous.
Nah,
but
yeah.
I've been riding this...
Famously incorrect.
My famous take...
It's been wrong the whole time.
Yeah. You know, famous doesn't mean right, by the way.
Has my famous take... You're trying to take my moment. My famous take has sustained me to this point, and it has been validated time and time again.
Fake news.
Every day. And
that's not.
And the reality
really
of the situation
isn't.
is that every time something like this happens, I am validated. That's why I ain't got to say nothing, because I know you and Joe, I live rent-free in both of y'all heads.
You just move the line every time it's proven wrong.
I do not move the line.
You do.
I do not.
What did they win the Super Bowl on the back of last year?
The defense played extremely well.
No, I don't need all the long talking. Oh, they won on the back of their defense.
Yeah, that's the cliff notes.
You just want me to say it. Okay, they won on the back of the defense.
That's it.
And then proceeded to let some of the guy that was almost the MVP of the game, they let him go.
So if they don't win it this year, what will you concede they probably should have kept some of those defenders?
No. I will say.
So there we go.
You could have ended it. Will you concede? No.
No. If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, it's because the offense fell short of the expectation.
Let me paint a picture for you.
Yes.
They're the same offense as last year. And the defense falls from 1 to 12, and they get knocked out in the first round. What changed?
What changed?
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts probably didn't play as well as he played in the Super Bowl. If they do not make it far this year.
But I said it's the same offense.
Yeah, but and it's on Jalen. Where's the money? Where are the resources allocated? Where's the most?
Last year wasn't on Jalen.
Let me say it like this for y'all can understand. let me help y'all out.
This has been going on for 3 years, and I still don't get it.
When we talk, let's just talk about matchups in the game. Do you feel like our offense, per the talent that we have, matches up well against any defense in the NFL?
Absolutely.
Okay, so there you have it.
But we didn't play that way for most of last year.
But what I'm saying is the way that we are constructed, we, player for player, man for man, we are better than most teams we face in the NFC, and I would say the AFC as well, because we've proven that, right? Like, when you look at our roster,
offensively,
we are the best on paper in the NFL.
One of them.
Who's better than us? Okay, I know you probably say Detroit, right?
Yeah, but they lost their coordinator, so maybe they're not quite as
good. Okay,
but
so
they,
man for man.
Yeah, they're right.
I'm not talking about stats. I'm not talking about performances from last year.
I would put those two at the top.
I'm talking
about
individual talent, player for player.
And Detroit lost some O-line, so I might actually rank the Eagles number one overall, all 11, right?
So per my awesome take that I have that has sustained me for this long, I'm right.
You keep telling yourself that. I mean,
every day.
It's remarkable. I mean, it really is. Where did they finish at points last year? Seventh, eighth? Where were the Eagles at points in
offense?
The NFL? Yeah, offense.
I think they were eighth. Maybe.
Yeah. I think the year before they were seventh.
Yeah. So they need to be, if in order, they can still be around there.
Sure they could. But
they could.
2 years ago, they were like 30th in defense. Then they jumped to one. That's
the
what
defense
changed.
Was the catalyst because Big Fangio caught lightning in a bottle. Oh, wow. But if they're around that middling defense area, they should be fine because they have pound for pound the best offense in the NFL. They have the best at each position, the best individual player.
Not each position.
Almost. I'm just a quarterback. So that's a question mark. I'll give you that. Yeah. It's a question mark.
Well, he's not the best.
But he won the Super Bowl.
That's where the argument. I can't argue that. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the Phillies. Then we got to rank these three defensive players, three potentially available star defensive players. I need one of them here. Hugh obviously doesn't want to spend a dime on defense because that's what he does. Let's go to David in Westchester. David on the Phillies. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, Joe. How you doing there, delusional disorder Douglas?
Dave, how am I delusional?
Well, I mean, we have all day here.
Pick out the two or three. You said I was about to say you pick out two or three, but you say this is not turning point because he hung up on us.
On you, yeah.
Got mad. I heard that click.
Yeah.
He hung up on us.
Yeah, I think that you earned that one.
What did I do?
I mean, I think everyone knows.
I gave him the floor, and I was just wondering why did it bother him that I was as optimistic as I am?
There's nothing wrong with being optimistic. I think people like optimism in general. It's delusion that we have to fight back on.
How is it delusion?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks. The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
They won I'm the curious. Phillies or the defense thing?
Well, you pick either one, because I feel confident about either one. I'm confident.
The Phillies is delusion because we're not going to win on bunts in the 11th inning every night. We keep running the bases
you're right.
And have a bullpen like this, we're going to lose most games.
You're right, but you can't deny it's a spark. It was a spark that was much needed.
So
in
it,
a time where this team was spiraling out of control.
I
can't even say spiraling. But yeah, it was spiraling out of control.
I agree with that.
And that could be the catalyst. There's a lot at play here, which, you know, I guess Dave can't understand. Because Dave, since you hung up on me, now you're going to be, you know, the subject.
Now you're in your feelings.
Yeah, a little bit. Because I ain't been hung up on in a long time. But Dave, this could be the potential of them, of Otto. Old-ass Otto Kemp.
Again, he's only 25.
Old-ass looking Otto Kemp to come in with his desire to be here. And you know what those guys that make $300, $400 million say? Be like, man, he's really, like, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you forget what it took
to get there.
To get there.
I agree with that.
And you know, living in the suburbs and being able to drink your mochaccino, mocha latte and make your little smoothies. And make TikTok videos and stuff like that.
This sounds like a shot at Harper.
You can say whatever it is.
I mean, how else to make TikToks with mochaccinos or whatever?
You can't deny that he came in yesterday in a one-game setting, which I it's not lost on me.
He played with his hair on fire. Yeah.
He played like he wanted to be there. That's something we complained about the fact that Bryce Harper has been plunked three times. Now he's on the IL, and nobody did nothing because that's the right thing to do. Sometimes you got to get your uniform dirty.
Well, I agree with that. That's why a Brave should have been beaned. We tried to tell you that 2 weeks ago. And then, you know,
but see, for me, Joe, since we made it personal, for me personally, I've had too many violent moments to kind of condone violence.
Yeah, but in uniform is different.
I'm trying to move away from that. Like they say, what you say, your brand. See, that was kind of my brand back in. I'm trying to move away from that.
I know,
but
wasn't it fun to put Jim Miller in the dirt?
You got 5 minutes, I'm going to break your face.
I mean, in the moment.
It was fun.
But as an adult that has to set good examples for other people, as I soften up my voice now, because now we have to talk like grown-ups.
No,
you
we don't.
Can't always condone violence in those situations.
Yes, you can when it comes to sports. Last night there was a fight at the end of the hockey game. It was awesome. More violence in sports is what we need. Let's go to Doug in Mechanicsburg. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up,
Doug? We're good.
Listen, I got to confess, I was prepared to take a brown grocery bag and a pair of scissors last night in case it went south quickly. And I would have written on it, wake me when it's over. I figured that would have been my 15 seconds of infamy.
You know, before you go on, we don't get that enough anymore. I feel like we don't see the people with the brown paper bags over their heads at the game anymore.
Well, New Orleans was the first to start that, I believe, years back.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's gotten that bad. But let me just tell you this. Answering Hugh's question, and Hugh, listen, I respect you. You're a handsome man. But the collective last night, the bank, was not convinced. And it took a good amount of time, even at the bottom of the 11th, for the people to get on their feet. It wasn't the beginning of the inning. It wasn't getting two guys on. By the time we had a bases juiced, then the crowd starts to stand up. And that's to say, you've got to earn our trust back. You can't even get one guy in starting off at second with nobody out. So I will say this. It was incredible. It was electric. It was a fabulous game. It was had everything. Guy was pitched. You know, it was great to see the coach go out. I had Cubs fans next to me. They brought their son, who's in high school. They're going to the Baltimore Orioles tomorrow. They're from Iowa. Mm-hmm. They saw everything last night. I told them, you guys got the full package of Philadelphia, South Philadelphia. So, again, though, it's really, I think the crowd knows it. You could have heard a pin drop when they got that run in the top of the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
But, thankfully, it just all came back as that classic ninth inning type of heroics, but it took to the 11th to you know, to do it.
Yeah, Dave, I would use the word fortunate. It was fun, but also they were fortunate to win that game with the way they ran the bases last night. I mean, I don't know which one. I mean, the Trey one, that was an interesting pickoff move by Boyd. I almost thought they were going to call a balk. So that one I could give a little pass. But the Sosa and the Castellanos ones, like, oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, and that's when the boost started. I mean, it was with Trey, man, everybody was just set up at that point. And it really, I would say, every inning had a little bit of, you know, a little groan here, a little boo there. And the crowd started to dwindle. There were some people that left the stadium once that Cubs run came in. And, you know, they're hating life at this point. But it was fun. It almost felt like a veteran stadium night last night of how late it went, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. We don't have as many late games because the game started earlier now and the pitch clock. And Doug, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, the way he was describing it here, there was angst in that building last night. Like,
no, I saw it.
Relief at the end, but angst the whole way.
Yeah, and that's fair. But the bottom line is this, and it for me, it still holds true. It could be the catalyst for the turnaround. Like, there was not – I'm not sitting here and saying that, oh, the Phillies – played great. They won a great game. They did everything right. I'm not saying that.
Right, you didn't come on today and say the Phillies are back.
No, I didn't say that. I said they won and this could be a turning point. It always starts ugly because, to your point, nobody has figured out how to do certain things. Nobody's has that fire.
Right.
That's why I said somebody last night had to come in and give them a spark. Old-ass Otto Kemp did that. That's what old-looking-ass Otto Kemp did.
25.
Leave Kemp alone.
No, I'm messing with him because he played well. He's in the vein right now for me as bubblehead Nick Sirianni because Coach was he was the catalyst for the Eagles when they went on the run that they went on.
Do all people with mustaches look older than they are?
No,
Kyle
he
look
does.
Old?
No, he looks old. Okay. He looks like an old porn star. Like for real. He looks like
he's a rookie. He's 25.
An old-ass 25-year-old rookie that looked like he used to do porn. Yeah, that's what he looks like.
I'm telling you.
Respectfully.
Always respectful.
You know,
when
you put respectfully on, you can't be mad at that. And
you can.
And he, well, not really.
Well, you sure you can.
Because he came in, and this is what I'm trying to relate to the people. It's that desire to come in, and he probably exuded that, hey, man, this is my opportunity. Like, to your point, 25, that's an old-ass rookie.
Well, it is, yes.
Like all jokes aside.
His path is different than most.
Yes, yeah. It's all jokes aside. So you get called up. Just think about it like this, people. You get called up to play with megastars, and you see a moment that really could help define you. And keep you here. He took advantage of that. And then not only that, the guys that were around him saw that. And they probably looked at it and said, man, that's kind of what we needed. And he brought them along with him. I like to call it shaming them into doing certain things. Because you can't deny that as that game got tight, it felt like they were scratching and clawing to win that game.
Yeah.
Now that's the thing that I think people need to look at. It wasn't pretty. It was not pretty, but they did what they had to in that moment to win the game.
Yeah, they could have rolled over. I mean, yeah. when Happ hit the home run off of Strom, or when Hernandez gave up a run in the top of the 11th, they could have rolled. I mean, they could have, but they fought, and it was, in general, like you feel like, all right, whew, you can exhale a little bit after the win. But it wasn't. It was more fortunate than it was great, and I can't say after one, just one of these, that it's a turning point. I need to see more. And I hope Hugh's right on this. And we look back, you know, a month from now, we said that was the turning point. Let's go to Black Gritty.
Black Gritty.
Up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Hugh, what it do, Joey Bear? Hugh, you ain't delusional, baby. You know what I mean? Last night was one of the greatest nights of my life. You know what I'm saying? I've been wasting my nights the last, like, 2 weeks watching them play loser baseball, man. And last night, I'm like, we know how to bunt. We did something strategically to win a game. For all the old school dudes to be called up talking about they've been watching the Phillies since 1944, talking about small ball work, that game was for you. That closeout was for you. They always called up. They don't know how to bunt, man. Where is that coming from? Back to back, but all that bunts. We leave three men on base with no outs more than anybody else I know. If it happens again and I don't see a bunt, I might set something on fire, y'all. I can't do it anymore. But Hugh, you're right. The young old Thundercat, you know what I mean, come up in there and put a light on somebody. Maybe they want to play a little harder. Bone, I just got to get rid of Bone. Marsh, I'm trying to set Marsh down, bring up some other young kid. You know, Marsh, you know, you came through and you know, in the wall that night. But I'm ready to send him down and bring Smile to replace him, too. Because I need some new blood in here before the trade deadline, because I'm trying to see some prospects do something out here, okay? And I just need it. But last night was amazing, Joe. You didn't like it?
Well, the end was amazing. All the base running outs, I didn't like that. They ran into three outs on the bases and ran into three double plays.
Yeah. See, you letting the truth get in front of a good story. You see
yeah,
what I'm saying?
That's true. So let me
talk about football real quick. All right. First of all, Joe, you want everybody. You like Twitter, man. Every time somebody come available, you think we're going to get them. You know, texted Howie 14 times. I don't want anybody that's available unless Vic Fangio wants them. Everybody wanted Huff. Huff was Bryce Huff. Oh, this is going to be a great get. Nah, dude, so I need somebody that's going to fit the system. I don't need a name. I need somebody that's going to fit the system. And I feel like with all the picks and all the assets we got, Howie's going to listen to Vic and get what we need, okay? Because, you know, one thing, you, I tell you, like
What's
I tell
up?
The ladies, we going back to back. Get the honey pack. Back, it's going to be hard. We going to get it done.
No,
you know but,
Black Gritty, you ain't fooled. Black Gritty, you too old to be fooled with honey packs, dog. Leave that to them young kids.
Hey, it's the only way I go back to back. I got to get the honey pack. Y'all, we get that
all right, Black Gritty. Appreciate it. There he goes.
Black Gritty going to the gas station getting the honey packs.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, what are we doing? Too old for that. All right. Quickly, before we chat with Devin coming up at 12 about the Phillies, let's rank the. I want you to rank the three potentially available players. So we know Jair Alexander got released, right? Mm-hmm. He's available. And then you also have potentially TJ Watt and potentially Trey Henderson. If you had to rank them,
Trey Henderson.
He's one. Again, kind of didn't hear it.
Trey Hendrickson.
Okay.
I got to slow down.
He's one. He butchered it, Trey again.
No, you didn't.
not quite the same. He's a good player. Yeah. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
I didn't do that, but I butchered it, though.
He couldn't get the word.
No, I couldn't get it.
All right. Hendrickson is one. Who's two? Watt or Alexander?
I would say, listening to what Mark said, TJ might not be. He feels like they're going to get something done.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would probably put, who was the other corner?
Jair.
Probably put Jair number two.
All right. Trey is one for two reasons. One, I want a pass rusher, and two, it's just for the show purposes. Like, Trey Hendrickson here for us is a good player.
Run.
17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
It's a home run for our show. So I need him one. I go Watt two, Alexander three, just because the injuries he's had the last couple years. So that's the way I would rank these few here. You got the audio back there?
Yeah. Hugh just now here?
Yeah.
It ain't that bad, that one.
That's not nearly as bad as the other one.
No, it's yeah, not. No, he's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
You had to run it back. Excuse me. We got it. We got the gist of it. We got it. Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth that long-term deal.
You know what that reminds me of? You remember that Brady Bunch episode when it was like Peter Brady's voice was changing?
Yes.
When
yes.
is time to change? So, when it's time to change. That was you.
Hugh, I remember it, but we're aging ourselves here with Brady Bunch references. I mean,
everybody's like, who?
I'm not
who's the Brady Bunch? Yeah, it was a great episode because they fancied themselves rock stars. Yeah.
When did that air? 50 years ago? It's 50 years ago.
Hey, Joe. I remember watching it when it was brand new.
And you're out here calling Otto Kemp old.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, he look about my age, though.
No, he does not.
He look like we hang out at the
you
same establishment.
You got to stop.
you're double far. Otto Kemp's age. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll get Devin Caney's take on the Phillies coming up next. Then it's back to your phone calls here. Hugh believes last night could be a turning point for the Philly season. Did you see it that way? We got to check in on the poll. Was last night a good win? I can't imagine many are saying
yes. No, they probably wouldn't say
I mean, it was an ugly win. And again, they made three base running outs on the bases. All right, we'll get to your phone calls. Plus, are you sure the Eagles have enough on the defensive side to be great again? I'm not. Trey Henderson, if he's available, I want to go get him. We know Jair Alexander is available. Where do you come down on that? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.